Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and I'm pleased to be joined by the longest tenured member of the Philadelphia Eagles active roster in defensive tackle Mike Patterson. You're not insulted if I say that, are you?
Nah, not right now.
We're on camera right now,
so I'll let you be.
You'll let me get away because it's on camera. I accidentally said I thought you were part of the 30 and over club, and you shot me a quick look, like, not even close, man.
Not in the 30s yet.
Not even close, man. And I was like, how old were you when you were drafted? I had to be like, what, 12 or something when you were brought into the league, man?
I was still a young puppy. I was still wet behind the ears.
So, Mike, amazing comeback story for you. A couple weeks ago, you were promoted to the active roster. You've been back on the field for a couple games now. How has it been for you getting back in the lineup?
I feel real relief, and, you know, it's just seemed like it's been a long time. And I just feel real happy and happy to be back out there playing on the field and stuff.
So what was it like being with the team for the first few weeks of the season? You went on the road trip, something you don't see a lot of guys that aren't playing get to do. What was that like for you being behind the scenes and still being very active with the squad?
I found it really enjoyable and something to stay part of the team. You know, just for as a player, you know, I just feel like I need to stay a part of the team and, you know, do as much as I can. Since I'm not able to, you know, go on the field and everything. So, you know, I just want to be out there and, you know, show them support, you know, especially up front. You know, if there's, you know, young guys had questions, I could, you know, help them out with that. But, you know, I just want to go out there and, you know, let the guys know, you know, everybody's still watching.
And that you're still here more than anything else.
Yeah, most definitely.
Because the thing is, you've seen with injured guys over the years, they kind of fade into the background. You don't really see them. They kind of don't really have a presence on the team. Did you really want to make sure you still had that presence felt and kind of let them know, hey, I'm going to be back on that roster soon enough. Don't be counting me out.
It wasn't necessary to let them know that I was still on the roster or anything like that. It was just more I just wanted to get to still have the flow of the game. I still want to be a part of the team. You know what kind of plays we're getting out there and, you know, how the guys are fitting up on things. And, you know, I just wanted to come in and fit in just – you know, like as if I never left.
So what was it like when you put back on the uniform for the first time and you suited up against the Saints? Was there a little bit of the nerves? Did you get a little bit of the excitement going?
It kind of felt like the first day of football, man. I was just real excited just out there and, you know, everybody was all hyped up and amped. And it just felt like the first day of, like, you know, putting on pads almost. You know, it was just real exciting and, you know, just you know, it's going to be a joyful experience.
You talked about some of the young guys. You have Fletcher Cox, a very, very productive rookie season. You have Cedric Thornton, who's been very good as well, quietly going on the radar on this Eagles team. What have you seen from these young guys?
Them boys, they just have stepped up. I mean, especially Cedric Thornton from last year, he stepped up a whole lot. Fletch, it's his first year, and he got a lot of talent. So they didn't have very much to say about him. He's just a strong guy, and he's physical, and he knows how to – play his game more naturally. So, we have a lot of good guys, and the good thing about it is even when I went down, we didn't have no problems. I mean, as far as up, I mean, in the middle and stuff like that, you know, they was out there and getting the field and getting some pressure and stuff like that. So, I just think that we have a great group of guys.
Do you think back to your rookie season when you look at Fletcher? You were a first-round pick yourself. You were the team's first pick after they went to the Super Bowl the previous year. You made an impact your rookie season. You were starting by the end. Do you kind of see the similarities?
Most definitely. I mean, just for a fact, I mean, he's in the starting lineup, so he could all, you know, he could most definitely do some stuff. So, you know, he's a big physical guy. And not very many people know him, you know. So he can go out there and do a lot of stuff.
No one knows the defensive lineman typically, you know, except in Philadelphia. Do you have to tell the guys about, you know, what it's like playing here in the city and all the attention you're going to get from fans and sort of the atmosphere that's going to be here?
They hear that every day. We tell them that. Coaches tell them that. Everybody in the organization tell them that. I mean, they know about it. I mean, Eagles is a big thing out here, and it's a good team. It's always been passionate, you know, fans, and it's got a lot of history. So, you know, you won't have, a lot of teams that, you know, for me, this is what I know, and I like it. You know, it's a good, wonderful team.
With all the adversity teams going through right now, do you guys have to set an example for these young guys since they haven't gone through it before and they're probably looking to you to say, how do we handle a losing streak? You know, do we still have to come to work?
Yeah.
You know, do you have to?
Most definitely. If you see it, whatnot, you know, you got to let them know, you know, things ain't right, and, you know, you got to keep bringing the pressure. You got to keep going out there and practicing real hard and stuff like that. So, I mean, good thing is, you know, this is not their first football team.
Yeah.
But, it's a tough thing, whatnot. But, The thing is, I know, like us up front, you know, we have a good attitude about things, you know. We are going to go to work every day with a positive attitude. Like, you know, I mean, again, every week's a new week. So we got to go out there and continue to work the way we know how and just continue to improve, you know. I mean, that's all we can do is continue to improve.
So now you've been back on the field. How long before we get a highlight play like you had against San Francisco?
And hopefully next week.
You had a 98-yard fumble return.
But hopefully next week. We'll see what happens. You know, we go out to Washington. It's going to be a good game for us. We'll see RG3
up close.
Yeah, everybody been talking about it, so it's going to be a nice game for us.
Have you watched any highlights of him to this?
I mean, I have seen a few clips of him and whatnot, you know, so I'm sure when we get back together here next day, yeah. We'll see some more highlights.
With all the adversity that you went through personally, with the seizure and coming back from that and playing all of last season, I mean, was there ever a point in your mind when you thought, football's not for me, that you ever questioned coming back to the game? Or
I didn't think that, just for the fact that when I went through the whole process of seeing doctors, getting evaluated and all those tests, and no one never said you have to stop playing. You know, just that it was more like getting it checked out, see what it is before we start questioning anything or start, you know, giving you answers. And so, like, I felt real comfortable and real positive about it ever since then. You know what I mean? Since those words never came out and people said you couldn't play, I mean, I was pretty excited, you know? I just felt like it was like another injury, like a hamstring or something, you know, to get taken care of and get back out there.
Just your brain, you know? Nothing else. Hamstring, brain, you know, no difference there. Mike Pant, inspirational story. Great seeing you back out there on the football field. Nice. We're going to be back with more coming up right after this break on Eagles Nightly.